Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/FUTURE.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Is it time for world leaders to take a harder stance? Is it time for a moment like this?
Mr. President, has it been a good visit?
Very satisfactory indeed. We got what we came for, and our special relationship is still very special.
Prime Minister?
I love that word, relationship. It covers all manner of sins, doesn't it? I fear that this has become a bad relationship. A relationship based on the President taking exactly what he wants and casually ignoring all those things that really matter to Britain. We may be a small country, but we're a great one too. A country of Shakespeare, Churchill, the Beatles, Sean Connery, Harry Potter, David Beckham's right foot, David Beckham's left foot, come to that. And a friend who bullies us is no longer a friend. And since bullies only respond to strength, from now onward, I will be prepared to be much stronger. And the President should be prepared for that.
Hugh Grant playing David, the Prime Minister, in Love Actually and taking a much harder line with the US President. One man who believes it's time for Keir Starmer to have a moment like this is Gavin McGaw, President and Managing Partner of Hanover Communications. And Gavin is on the line. Gavin, good morning and welcome.
Good morning.
Now, Gavin, first of all, you have written an equivalent speech that you'd love to hear Sir Keir Starmer deliver, and you will deliver it for us yourself in a moment or two. But first, tell us what prompted this.
Well, look, I think, Pat, it's very clear that traditional diplomacy is usually very careful, very slow and very boring. But with Trump, it's more like shouting across the room to everyone else and then being annoyed when people shout back. So I think world leaders need to start taking a different approach. Every day is the Trump show, and they either need to ignore him or stand up to him. And at the minute, they're sort of wavering between the two. And I get why. It's very, very serious. But it would be fun for the rest of us, really, if someone stood up to him, wouldn't it?
It certainly would. We would be grateful to see some of that. But you talk about a behavioural logic behind Trump. Attention is a reward. If every provocation reliably produces headlines, outrage and frantic rebuttals, you train the system to expect more provocations. So it doesn't really matter whether they're giving out about him or praising him. It's just they have to talk about him.
They do. And he wants that. He loves it. He puts himself as the star in the show. The problem is we don't know what type of show it is, or how many episodes there are, and even what episode we're in within whatever season we're in with Trump. It's just chaos. I mean, I don't know whether any of you listened to his press conference last night. It was mirandering. It went on for literally hours. It was terrible as well. And he similarly managed to get his points across, because the news media will take the clipped elements off it instead of it all. So it does work for Trump. Yeah. It just doesn't work for the rest of us.
Yeah, I watched some of that press conference. I got a bit bored, though, after a while. He kept on showing the same pictures of the miscreants in Minneapolis. He had a bunch of photographs, kind of like wanted posters almost, and he kept showing them to the cameras and naming people. This guy's a bad guy. We got him. Da 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 da. And it just became tedious. And he did not look well.
He didn't. He didn't sound well either. But this is the problem. We take purely his clippable elements and play it back like he's some type of world genius. That press conference last night could be summed up in four words. He wanted to say Biden was bad, really bad, Biden bad, Trump good. And that was what he was trying to say. And we've taken it, really, and we've taken the elements off and allowed him to get away with that. We need to start being more realistic by playing back what is happening here and not allowing our world leaders to get stuck in this trap where everything is about Trump. There's lots of other news around today that we're not hearing domestically, whether it's in Ireland or the UK. And that's tragic, really.
Yeah, and what happens, of course, with these lengthy press conferences, whether it's embarrassing world leaders in the Oval Office or anybody else who comes to the Oval Office by these meandering, the weave, as he puts it. You're right, news media won't hang around for all of that. They'll just clip the relevant bits and the world reacts, not seeing the boring bits and the mad bits that those present at those meetings observe.
Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/future.
Yeah, we used to work in a world where there were shared moments. So everyone would sit down and see the same thing on their news or hear on the radio or read it in the papers. Now we live in a fragmented media world and landscape, and Trump is playing into that. He's not just talking to people, but he's very rarely is he trying to bring people with him. He's just talking to the audience he wants to get to. He's not talking to the mainstream. He's trying to move people. He's trying to push misinformation for others. He's trying to annoy some others and get them going. And he plays it brilliantly, and he's actually quite gifted at it. Even though he is meandering in speeches, he is narcissistic, all of those things, Trump actually does cut through with his particular audiences. Now, but I think, as you pointed out earlier, his polling numbers show it's not working with everyone. That's for sure.
Now, the suggested responses for world leaders to all of this kind of stuff is to dull down, not dumb down, but dull down.
Absolutely. I mean, I think lines like we don't do diplomacy by live reaction, we do it by process when you're asked about this type of thing, shows that you're not going to fall into the trap. You could do it with a wry smile, a shake of the head, but in effect, you're trying to do what Tony Blair did with John Prescott when he punched someone. He said, that was John being John. And you're trying to say, in effect, that's Trump being Trump. We're not going to let it get in the way of what we're doing here. And if only we could do that. We live in such a mad world. So today, the main headline is all about Trump, in effect, threatening NATO allies with proposed military force to take over Greenland. And alongside that, also from Davos, by the way, we've got David Beckham commenting on his Family Feud live between meetings from the World Economic Forum in Davos. It's a mad world we live in, and we've got to stop it just focusing in on these clippable elements without realising the context which is behind it all.
You suggested the dulling down of responses. We're not going to run a country by reacting to every post. We'll respond through official channels. And where do you go with that? You know, there is no
response.
Exactly. That's commentary. If there's a proposal, well, we'll have a look at that.
Absolutely.
It's great. It's kind of taking the wind out of the sail. Now, you have written this Love Actually type speech you'd like Keir Starmer to deliver. Would you like to deliver it for us?
Oh, goodness me. Well, I'm not going to be very Hugh Grant with this, Pat. It's more sort of a poor man's James Nesbitt with my accent, but we'll give it a go for sure.
Okay. In your own time, as they say.
Thank you very much. So, good morning. I've just had a rather surprising phone call from the President of the United States. Well, I say phone call. It was technically a voice note. 2 minutes long, no greeting, strong opinions. And it made me think that it might be time to say a few things about how Britain sees itself in the world today. We may not be a superpower anymore. We don't dominate the global conversation. We don't control the algorithms. We don't even control our own trains. But what we do have is a long memory, a low tolerance for nonsense, an instinctive distrust of anyone who says trust me too often. Britain is a country of small, stubborn pleasures. A decent cup of tea. A pub that hasn't changed since 1987. Sarcastic weather reports. Dogs with better healthcare than people. We queue. We apologise when someone bumps into us. And we find it deeply suspicious when enthusiasm is not backed up by facts. We don't believe that louder means stronger. We don't think a bigger platform makes you right. And we're not especially impressed by people who announce they're winning before the game has started, or halfway through, or every 5 minutes on social media. This country believes in fair play, in not rewriting the rules halfway through, in calling things what they are, even if it makes dinner a bit awkward. We like humility, we like competence, and we like leaders who don't need to keep reminding us they're in charge. So yes, we'll work with our friends. We'll share, we'll collaborate, we'll even laugh politely at jokes that aren't very funny. But we won't be pushed around. We won't be patronised, and we won't pretend that something is brilliant when it's clearly being held together with optimism and a spreadsheet. Because Britain is still Britain. Slightly tired, mildly sceptical, quietly confident. And when we stand up for ourselves, we do it without shouting. We just say no, calmly, clearly, once. Now, if you don't mind, I've got a nation to reassure and a group chat to mute. Thank you.
That's brilliant, Gavin. I don't think we'll see Keir Starmer doing something like that somehow.
No, I don't think so. I think what we're also seeing now is Trump reining back slightly from where he was, if we're being honest. But, you know, I think the argument has changed here. No one can really rely on the US in the way they used to rely on the US. So someone does need to stand up at some point to this man. Otherwise, we're just going to be caught in this Trump movie on a continuous basis. And it's not a romantic comedy movie, that's for sure.
You say bullies don't stop because you accommodated them. They stop when you show it isn't working. You have a great quote, which is attributed to Winston Churchill, about an appeaser.
Absolutely. I mean, look, you know, if you don't stand up to these people in this way, you really, really are going to find yourself in trouble. And Churchill was great around appeasement. He stood up and he fought appeasement every way possible. And I think that we can learn from the greats of the past when we look at these things.
He said, an appeaser is one who feeds a crocodile, hoping it will eat him last. So there you are.
Absolutely.
Gavin McGaw, President and Managing Partner at Hanover Communications, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.